You're listening to SBS News.
It's the beginning of sowing season for barley farmers across Australia. Farmer Chris Heinjus says after months of battling the drought, conditions this year are promising.
Yeah, we've got some really good conditions, if you can probably see in the background here, this paddock's sown. And look, we're going into pretty good moisture and in a good lick of the country.
But a new source of uncertainty is unsettling the Australian grain industry. The Chinese government has threatened to impose tariffs of up to 80% on Australian barley. Mr. Heinjus says that could decimate parts of the industry.
Obviously, a shock like this does cause some anxiety, particularly around price. What are we going to receive for our product in 6 months' time in November?
The announcement follows an 18-month Chinese investigation into claims that Australia dumped barley into China. It accuses Australian suppliers of exporting barley at a lower price than it charges on the domestic market, undermining local Chinese producers. The Chinese government says Australia has 10 days to provide an explanation, but Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News the accusations are unfounded.
And the merits in terms of the suggestion that Australia's barley farm dump their product below production cost price on the Chinese market or any other market is without foundation, without clear evidence, and that's why we think this case that's been long running ought to be knocked back.
Around half of Australia's barley exports are sent to China, and 88% of that is produced in Western Australia. It's an annual trade estimated to be worth $1.5 billion, but the drought last year, which crippled growing conditions, saw that number fall to less than half of that, to $600 million. Grain Growers CEO David McEwen says he hopes trading will continue.
China's been a really important trading partner for our barley for a number of years and would love to continue that relationship. We're just focused on the next couple of weeks, ensuring we can engage respectfully with the Chinese government on their draft determination.
Relations between Australia and China have frayed in recent weeks following Prime Minister Scott Morrison's call for an international inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. The Chinese embassy in Canberra last month warned of economic sanctions if the PM continued to push for the investigation. Mr. Morrison remains diplomatic.
I think we have to be careful not to draw lines between these two things. We would expect and hope that this issue will be determined on its merits. It's an anti-dumping issue from the Chinese perspective. They certainly haven't raised it as connected to any other issues, and I'd be extremely disappointed if it was.
The souring relations have even caught the attention of leaders in the United States. A group of Congress members has sent an open letter to Australia's ambassador in Washington, describing China's threats as deeply disturbing. They've written, "No matter the external pressure or coercion, we will always have Australia's back." The government says if the issue isn't resolved by the deadline, it may take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.